Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is the Big Storm Show. I'm your host, Waheed Amir. Today is rent day. I'm sending out rent. You know, I'm just going to talk a lot about what's going on in the black community today. Well, with black people. You know, first of all, I'm going to have to put you, just let you listen to some place for a minute.
You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the tears of some. You don't need no tears. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord.
I just want people to give that. You know, that's what I want right now. You know, it's time for us to wake up, you know, become self-reliant. Depend less on the establishment. Start depending more on the community. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. I want to get into this. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I call him the 39ers. I want to get into him by not standing for the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Get a little history lesson on the Star Spangled Banner. You know, on the national anthem or whatever that you want to call it. I also want to talk about, you know, the community. I want to talk about the community, black community. You know, we having so much problems within our community is that, you know, we let the youngsters really take over. When I was coming up, we had people, the older guys in the neighborhood, older people in the neighborhood, older family, older fathers and things looked out for us. You know, they made sure we did the right thing. Nowadays, you know, we have none of that. We have none of that at all. You know, people are scared to walk down the street, scared to come out their house, you know, because we got a black and brown, you know, and that right there in itself is getting to me. You know, on the other front, you know, let me just get right into it. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback, San Francisco 39. You know, he decided three weeks ago, that he was going to stop standing for the national anthem. Because, you know, it was his protest against the senseless killing of black, young black men and women at the hands of the police, or, you know, and all they get were paid leave, slap on the hand, desk duty, and then slid back in the duty, in the service. So, you know, a lot of people, black and white, in on him about disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the servicemen and women who fought and died to protect you and protect your rights. You know, and that right there, you threw up a red flag. You know, if they died to protect my rights, one of my rights is freedom of speech, the First Amendment. You know? So let me say what I have to say. Why jump on? You know, I figured he was gonna have a little backlash, you know, from the Confederate flag waving people. But then I see the community jump on his back. You know, that's disrespectful. That flag is this, that flag is that. And I would ask all of them, you know, what have that flag done for you? You know, give you freedom of speech, you know, that they don't let you, that they don't let you express, you know, the right to bear arms, even if it's a toy gun, they're going to blast you, you know. You know, you can't bear arms. You can bear your arm with a cut-off T-shirt or something. That's what I'm talking about. Your arms are out. That's the only bare arms that we are allowed to have. You know, that's my thing. But also I'm saying that, you know, the sports guys, the football players, the ex-football players jumping in on Kaepernick, you know, that's just disrespectful. One of them even had the nerve to say he ain't even black. Well, his father's black, mama. You know, and they say one drop of black blood makes you a black man. They wanna get to the point where, you know, he's just disrespecting the flag, And I asked him, well, do you know what that flag means? You know, so I'm thinking you just want to be accepted. You know, there's something about the Caucasian persuasion that makes. You know, if you accepted by the Caucasian persuasion, then you're okay. Oh man, that's far from the truth. I think if we as black people just stop doing everything, just stop going into the stores, you know, just being self-reliant, then, you know, I mean, as a whole, the whole community, whole country. Say, we're not going to stand for this no more. Just stop. Then the whole world come to a complete stop, man. You know, they need us more than we need them. You know, they give us this government assistance, you know, all that just to keep us dependent and you know, take away our mind power. Smartest men, women, children on this earth, men of Africa. Everything, you know, has been done before, started in Africa. All civilizations started in Africa. That's a known fact. But the Appalachian Mountaineers, you know, the Duck Dynasty crew, Sarah Palin, you know, they don't want to hear it. My thing is, listen. It'll tell you. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, what is it about this Star Spangled Banner mess that people is getting on Kaepernick about? I don't know. So, you know, I did a little research, and I found out while doing my research. The Star Spangled Banner left out a whole verse. First off, let me tell you, Star Spangled Banner was written by Francis Scott Key, a slave owner, protested to the end that Lincoln, I guess Lincoln got the credit, should not free the slaves. Now, he wrote that song, the national anthem, after the War of 1812 with the British, I guess, and American people. But during that time, the British was telling black people, you know, come fight with us, fight with Canada, help us, and you will, you know, be free, and you don't have to worry about going back into slavery. So, you know, families, I mean, lots of families, whole families, men, husbands, wives, children, joined, fought for the British. You know, and Francis got kicked to
help.
And then at the end, 1814, you know, at the end of the battle, he looked up, he saw the flag was still waving, and he pinned the national anthem. You know, and one of the verses, verse 3, and that no refuge could save the hireling and the slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And the star-spangled banner in triumph waved over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, that right there was glorifying to me the death of some of these slaves that he, you know, like, we will give you no refuge, no nothing. Once you go fight for the British, you lose, you come back here, you get no refuge, and we've been catching hell ever since. So why should any black man, woman, even black cats and black dogs, if you own a black cat, black dog, or whatever, make them lay down. Sit. When you see or hear a national anthem being played, you know, go somewhere, walk the bathroom. Just, you know, you don't have to. It's not written for us at all. You know, what we do as a whole, let me just stop and take a look and take a listen. You know, because the national anthem don't have nothing to do with the black man. Not one thing. So Colin Kaepernick decided he didn't want to stand. And now everybody want to jump on his back. But, you know, I've read today, there's some military veterans that's standing behind it. So my thing is, everybody coming on talking about you disrespecting the military by not standing, you know, what are you saying? What are they saying now is that some of the military is still standing behind you, you know, and not black military. That's, you know, some of the Caucasians persuasion. We'll tell, hey, the flag, you know, we fight for the freedoms, you know, and the Star Spangled Banner, well, you know, it's a racist song. You know, it don't have nothing to do with disrespect that, you know, you just don't like what he didn't like. He don't like what's going on in America with the killing of, you know, black men, black women by the police. So he's making a point, you know, trying to bring some awareness there. You know, I just need to take a break. Is this Waheed Amir, the Big Storm Show? You listen to the Big Storm Show on blogtalkradio.com. And I just, you know, that's what just part of my rant and rave. And that's the name of the show is Wake Up, Black People, it's time for self-reliance. You know, let's depend on us as a whole to turn this thing around. So I decided to rant today. I see I got a caller. But this is a no-call day. I just want people to listen to what I have to say. I see the caller from 424 area code, and just hold on and listen. Everything's going to be on the top together. I'm going to tie it all together in a little no time. Okay, now that was my rant on the nature and healing subject at hand as far as self-reliance. I need people of black, brown, yellow, you know, to look at your surroundings. act. Enough is enough. You know, just think if you're okay with it, then you're okay with it. But I confess that 95-96% of the people of color are not okay with the surroundings and the circumstances that's going on. You know, I did research. We have a few black-owned banks around. Well, you know, I think we have one in Compton, one in Inglewood. You know, maybe we need to start, you know, doing a little banking with us, with our own self. Maybe we need to start just to show them that, you know, our money is just as good and just as long as their money. But if we just keep continuing to let them do what they do, they can do anything. They can raise the rate because why? You know, they don't utilize their own. You know, first black bank came out of Richmond, Virginia. They had it going on back in 1903. I think it was first came in. But you know, as far as people go, you know, we don't patronize ourselves, our own. You know, the bank. You know, the bank. Then we had 1920s. You know, Black Wall Street as it was known best. You know, we had our own everything. You know, we had doctors, lawyers, bus line, airport, pilots, airplanes. We were self-sufficient. And the dollar bill circulated 300 before it left out the community. You know, now the dollar bill don't circulate at all. You cash your check, it goes straight to the man. You know, it don't circulate. We don't patronize the black-owned business. Do not. I mean, some of them, you know, they got to realize that we're here for you. So don't gouge us. Like, you know, they got, you know, don't gouge us. Treat us right. We will support you. You know, Martin Luther King, you know, the night before he was assassinated in Memphis, he was telling people, you know, to support black-owned banks. You know, go to this bank here. We're going to have to start doing that. And the next day, he was shot and killed. You know, I'm like, what is it that we have to go through? You see, everything that we try to start and create, they destroy because they know the power of the dollar. Why do you think that they're not trying to? Why do you think they're building prisons? They're building more prisons than they are colleges. You know, most of them are privately owned. And who are they getting to back these privately owned prisons? You know, rich white folks, or rich black folks like Michael Jordan and them, you know, the sale of his tennis shoe for $400, $500. He go put it in the business of private prisons, you know, and what they do. Who they fill up these private black and brown. You know, black and brown, and they're not giving them tenure, they're giving them area codes, I mean, zip codes for time. You got 317 years for what? You stole a car. I just stole a car. Okay, but that's your fourth offense, so we're going to throw the book at you. They threw the whole dictionary, and they threw the whole library at black folks. But that's the name of the game. It's rant time on the Big Storm Show, and I'm the host of the Big Storm Show, so I'm going to rant. You know, I only took out a 30-minute time slot, and I've been ranting for 22 of them. and I feel good about it. But on the other hand, I feel bad because here it is 2016, and we still have to talk about, you know, equal justice, equal rights, and equal pay. You know, we still there. You know, and I see Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you know, he one step away from the president, the birther guy, who criticized the first black president and the best president by all means that we've had in my 50 some years that I paid attention to. And it's just ridiculous the things we still have to fight for, you know. And some of the guys, now I got some friends of the Caucasian persuasion, you know, and you know they see what's going on, but they don't make no effort to get out there and try to change it, because that's infringing on their benefits. You know, lady can't get into college, and she blames affirmative action. No, blame your test scores. You know, blame your test scores. If you can't get in, it'll have nothing to do with affirmative action. Well, black girls get in, and black women get in, and black people get in because of affirmative. No, they get in because they got 200 on the SAT. You got 8. You know, the privileges sometimes, you know, sometimes there are people in positions that abide by the rules, you know, equal rights for everyone. You know, the Constitution said that we have equal rights for every man, woman, and child of the United States when it was written. But at that time, they were considering black men as 3/5 of a human being. So we were not included in the Constitution. You know, we were just numbers. They needed numbers so they can count us like cattle. But cattle can't talk. So that point, I'm like, this was a rant day. The Big Storm Show was, I've been on hiatus for a few months. I see you. I see you, Kansas City. I see you, Houston. I see you, D.C. I see you, Baltimore. You know, I'm just not taking any calls today. I see you, Minnesota. I see you. Let's see, that's Ohio. You know, and some of these numbers, I know some of them I don't. Some of the, you know, you're going to have to catch my next show, which will probably be next week, same time, when I'm going to open up the phone line, and then I'll take calls on the air. But today was just getting back in the swing of things. And that was that. But you know, I that was some things that I wanted to get off my chest. And you know, and this, what you call it, this Colin Kaepernick, you know, was something that, you know, I didn't like Colin Kaepernick. Well, I'm not gonna say I didn't like. I just like. Because he was a 49er, and I'm a Rams fan, and that's one of the biggest rivalries we have. But after this protest that he's conducting, I found a whole lot of respect for this man, you know, because he's jeopardizing millions of dollars. You know, they're going to take his endorsements. You know, they might even cut him off the team because he speaks the truth. But Ryan Lochte, the swimmer in the Olympics, can go off and say he was robbed, held at gunpoint, lie on the people of Brazil because that's what everybody expected to happen in Brazil. You know, they took a few of his endorsements back, but they gave him a couple of new ones. He got a couple of new ones, and now he's going to be dancing with the stars or whatever, you know. Kaepernick, I just want you, if you know, when you hear this, you will, because the Big Storm Show is big. It's the Big Storm Show. You will get a copy of this. And I just want to tell you, you know, continue doing what you're doing. You have the support of the black community. I know my friends here in Harbor City, Long Beach, Compton, L.A., the Rouse Connection. You know, they are. I see you, Rouse. I see you on there. I see you. You know, we have your back. We have your back. We're going to continue this fight regardless. We know what's going on. But most people, they just, you know, some of the black people that coons, you know, don't want their, you know, because on this subject, you know, Charles Barkley has something to say about everything. You don't hear him. Stephen A. Smith has something to say about every subject. You don't hear him on this. You know why? Because they got them cushy jobs, the ESPN, TNT. You know, we can't lose my money. You know, I got mine, you get yours mentality. That's what they're going through. Now, it's been a call online for 17 minutes. And I know I said I wasn't going to take no calls. I'm not going to take no calls, but I'm going to acknowledge, because this is a first-timer for this 424. I want to let the 424 area code let them know that I appreciate you listening to the welcome. I welcome you to the Big Storm Show. I appreciate your call. You know, and next time, you know, I'll get you on air. I would definitely get you on air and let you know that, you know, we here at the Big Storm Show appreciate you, appreciate your time. You know. Now it's time for the Big Storm Show to sign off, but I'm going to leave you with a song that, you know, I'm going to let it take us on out. Curtis Mayfield, you know, I'm going to let him take us out of this place.
We people were darker than blue. Are we going to stand around this town and let what others say come true? We're just good for nothing, they all think. A boy's grown up, shitless chicken.
Big Storm showing out. Have a good day, people.
And let what others say come true. Hi, yellow girl. Chill.